It's a meeting of the Nye Beach Commercial Parking District, August 9th. Derek Toko, staff.
Kathy Cleary, Toujours Boutique.
Dave Teeman, Dole Streets.
Dave White, City Newport.
Mike Eastman, City Newport Streets.
Okay, we had, in terms of topics of discussion, first one was to review the Public Works schematic drawings for installation of the time signs. Mike put together some maps here,
yeah.
So maybe we can start with that.
Hopefully that gives you the kind of detail that you need, at least for now.
Yeah.
If you go out in the field, I have marked for potential utility locates the ones on Coast Street from Olive to 3rd. And you're trying to mark the ones on 3rd Street and on up Coast Street.
Good.
Just 6 this week, so that the locates will be live next week.
Oh, good. Good. Are you having to add too many poles, or can you use?
Are all these existing poles that you've got to add, Mike, or are they just where the signs are going to be?
These are all where the signs would be.
Okay.
Where it looks to me like they need to be. Total of 25 signs. 2 of them can go on existing poles.
Oh, gosh.
11 of them, I believe, can go on. 12 can go on existing light poles.
Oh, good.
And that's actually why we end up with 3 there on that section of 3rd Street, 3
mm-hmm.
on each side.
Mm-hmm.
Because going with the light poles with the plate where they are, if I were installing new posts, I might be able to arrange them where, because it's not that long a distance.
It's not.
I might be able to arrange them where they would work with 2 on each side and be fine, but just because of where they are and how you figure that people will understand what it covers,
yep.
it just works out.
Well,
to,
I think that's good.
To do 3 on each side there. So that leaves us with, I think, 11 that need new posts installed.
That's not really too bad.
That's not bad, yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of mounting signs on light poles, but we've gone started down that road already. So
yeah. They're there.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So you think these will be installed by the end of next week?
Well, we wanted to talk about that timing for installation and outreach and whatnot. But I guess first, maybe, is this where you guys wanted to have the time parking? I mean, does this pretty much cover the areas that you were most concerned about?
Yep.
I'll take you on a ride. Did you need coffee for
me? And the other half of marking the locations, one purpose is to get the utility locates. The other is to head off any having to move one because it's in somebody's view or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a lot of cases, it doesn't have to be exactly here. It can be somewhere
right.
in this neighborhood.
And it's a 3-day process for the utilities notification also. So
yeah,
it's called in, they have 3 days to locate it. So.
Okay.
Could you pass that down?
And then
Linda Nagavara.
I'm going to be gone. On vacation next week, so Dave's already made plans for the crew if we're going forward to install the posts or the posts, and the signs themselves will probably go on the next week.
Great. I don't see any.
Yeah, we have a dedication and knowing all that stuff coming up, so we're kind of.
Yeah, it's
hamstrung here this month.
It's exciting.
With banners and all of
this. Yeah. So the only question that I had was on Northwest 3rd, there are 2 on the north side of the street, and then there's High Street. Is that High?
Mm-hmm.
Were we not thinking it would be 3-hour parking in that next block? Because it's 3-hour on the other side of the street. On 202202. Right.
Oh, on the...
Where are we? Here, right here, is where I was thinking, because there's one opposite.
Well, I actually may have gotten overzealous there, because I think what the what I got in the email was she asked for up to High Street. So if I went beyond that on, because High Street doesn't go through.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't stop.
Well, so I think
may
it's
have one
good.
Too many. Or
well, I like where that one is before
I
Brook Street.
Too, yeah,
yeah.
That's
I
right
like
across from
Doc Bauman.
Yeah. That would be nice to keep that for
yeah.
visitors.
So if we could have one on the north yeah. side of Third there, because the people at the apartment building they have parking there.
They do. Yeah, they have parking for at least four vehicles.
Yeah. And the little Victorian on the corner
they've
has enough parking.
Lot, yeah. it,
you can park four cars there. Mm-hmm. So if we could have a sign.
Nobody needs it for residential parking.
Mm-mm.
In fact, Mary Ann has her own off-street parking, so she doesn't.
Right.
Either.
Right. That's the only thing I would add.
Is that in our parking district? I can't remember. Do
well,
we?
I think so. Don't we go to 9?
I don't remember. It was, well, we do because it went to, it goes to High Street. And it does the west side of High Street.
If in your opinion, though, the improvements directly benefit businesses that mm-hmm. are paying, then you're
so
fine.
We're okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because if we have 3 hour on the south side, we should have 3 hour on the north side of Third.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe up to.
Okay. We continue to run into offset streets there, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the south side, we, I think just off of the diagram here is Brook Street.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. but we don't have Brook Street. In fact, Brook doesn't go through
it
on
doesn't.
The north side.
No.
So
there's
that's
that jog
stopping,
again.
You know, the stopping point.
And I know Kathy emailed, it's really great having the striping up coast. That's
yeah,
just terrific.
I'm getting that sort
it
of.
Really is. It's very cool. It's like having Christmas.
Yes.
I love it.
Doesn't take much to keep us happy.
No, it doesn't.
So is that a possibility of a sign on that side?
Oh, I think so. We probably would be going to the next driveway.
Which
there, you've got the
well, the wellness center,
commercial, the commercial building, yeah, with the mm-hmm. wellness center, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And they've got their great parking lot, so it makes sense to market there. I think sometimes they actually park on the street.
Yeah, but they could park across the street.
Well, they can park on
the
lot.
The street Herbert that runs from mm-hmm. south past the wellness.
Yeah, just yeah.
So
just
maybe
that
would be
a
natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that goes up the hill
yeah.
to 6.
Yeah,
that'd be
a
natural.
I mean, it continues. That does the same thing, actually. It does.
Yeah, yeah it's they're doing this.
And Herbert
who
is on the north side, but
Herbert
is
not on
the
south
north side.
Yeah.
Well,
you
know.
Do you know what that was historically? I mean, Olive is the same way. You hit so many of them.
All I can say, just generally, is, and of course, I see this in cities all over. I think every place I've been where historically different people platted, you know, their little
neighborhoods,
fiefdoms.
Yeah.
And,
I like the way you say that. Yeah.
And, you know, they don't add up. I mean, gosh, look at downtown Seattle where they come in at all kinds of crazy angles.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But I don't know any more specifically than that.
So one additional sign on north side of Northwest Third between High
and Herbert. Is one enough?
You don't have to look at it, but probably so. But yeah.
So we stop at Brook on the south side and Herbert on the north.
Seems like a natural word.
Mm-hmm.
It does. It really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the end of the commercial district right there.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm all certain that'll add a post.
Another post,
yeah. and we'll free up another maybe 6 to 10 places that we can actually count as.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think I see customer parking happen out there for the Wellness Center and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But again, it's all people who don't need to be there more than
They're
3 hours.
Not going to be there 3 hours. Yeah. Good. So this is great, Mike.
Dave, what was the... So when were you thinking of actually having the signs installed such that they'd be out there?
We should be able to get them within next 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, exciting.
It's a matter of nothing else blows up or...
Yeah,
we'd
like to try to get it. We'd actually like to get the whole thing completed this month, but... Like I said, there's NOAA stuff, and it seems like there's a constant function coming up.
Yes, there is.
So.
But that was kind of what our goal was.
Yeah. So if the guys are able to install the pose next week, then when I come back the week after that, I can make the signs and we can get, right.
Good.
We can get them up.
And is our time going to be 9 to 6, or have we talked about that? I missed that. Oh, there it is, 9 to 6. Mm-hmm. Use your eyes.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's perfect.
I didn't need those.
So in terms of a kickoff, we're talking about the weekend prior to Labor Day? I'm just trying to get my mind.
If the signs have to.
Yeah.
Well, Labor Day's a little late.
We should be able to make it early by that time. That's what are we looking at, 2 weeks? 3 weeks later.
Yeah, I should grab my camera.
It's the 4th, right?
Next week's.
Gosh. Labor Day's the 5th.
and then the week of the 22nd, the signs go up. Then you've got another week before Labor Day.
Yeah, another full week.
Yeah, so
that would be great to have.
That would be realistic, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. So then we need to send out notice to everybody that they're going up? Is that
I wanted to kind of move the conversation to, so...
And I would say a couple of announcements in the newspaper, some articles about what the parking district has been doing.
It's a nice opportunity to kind of do a positive for the city and the mm-hmm. district to say how well we're working together and this is some progress and it's a visual process.
Right. And to let folks know that we're taking part of that money and doing improvements on 3rd and on 6th.
Yeah.
And then we're also looking at doing some more work on Coast Street also on the sidewalks and stuff like this, which you might want to get with Tim on.
Oh,
right.
Good.
See exactly what he has planned to work on 6th Street and on Coast Street.
Yeah, he was talking about by the dry cleaners, kind of wrapping that corner because mm-hmm. that's in such bad shape.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's great. So that's going to start soon? Good morning, Lily Creek, though, right?
Yeah, I need to talk to him on that. That's a budget deal.
Right across from the commercial laundry.
Yeah.
Going right kitty corner from you.
Oh.
On the corner.
So we were talking about the 27th and 28th would be the first weekend where these would be in place. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Our signs up.
And we'll go, is it a month with just kind of a warning type thing? Is that the...
Dave, how is that from the police department approach in the past?
Once that sign's up, he's going to...
Well, if...
The enforcement.
Enforcement would be...
Yeah, if the police department directs him to give warnings and look at it as an educational case, he's really good at that because they not only need to let the parking enforcement officer know, but they need to advise their patrols also because patrols will write parking citations.
And our residents need to get their parking permits.
Yes. Yeah, that would be a real hard push or strong push for us. But yeah, it's real simple for them to do the educational piece.
30 days.
So we can just request that from...
Yeah, I can talk to the police department about it. Is that what you guys are thinking? 30 days would be reasonable?
I think that's minimum of 30.
Yeah, especially if it's hitting the newspapers. If it's hitting the newspapers, and then there's... Because usually the people who park in those areas are repeat. So once they get one or two warnings, they should have the message.
Yeah.
And the other thing is they can do is if they get somebody that's, say, a visitor to the area that hasn't been there in 60 days and gets pinched, you know, they've got the court process, and the courts are pretty good about going and saying, oh, yeah.
Or new signs.
Or talking to the park enforcement officer, and he says, oh, gosh, you know, and they use some discretion. So.
There is an issue with two stalls on Coast Street. One of them has a telephone pole.
Right, kind of moving on to parking stalls.
Oh, before we go there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, still on the signage. So I've got the 27th, 28th, 30 days. We got a newspaper notice. Do the merchants meet before?
We meet tomorrow.
Okay. Maybe we can just a heads up tomorrow.
And I think we need to send out a letter.
Yeah, we're moving in that direction here.
Probably to everyone in the district.
In the district.
And I thought you talked about wanting to do a map with employee parking. So I just printed off a quick map to figure out. Here's a marker. Where are the employee parking areas that you guys want to direct people to?
Well, we were thinking Alpine Street.
I wouldn't do Alpine.
It's too narrow.
It's too narrow.
Well, people park there anyway. I mean,
and it's already full. Yeah. That's the thing. It's full.
It's slammed.
I would direct people to Second Court, Second Street first.
I got a couple of these, so here's one for down there.
We might have to park on the hook in Lock Street.
So, there's a turnaround.
So Second Street and Second Court.
The Performing Arts Center.
There's the Performing Arts Center. So you want that one flagged?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do something nicer. I'm just trying to get tagged here.
Second Street and Second Court are pretty heavily residential, aren't they?
I can almost always find a place on Second Street.
Can you?
Almost always. And more people are parking there now.
And what about Cliff?
First Street is always easy to find a place.
Right, okay.
They can also park on Olive.
Cliff Street's going to be a little touch and go because of the bed and breakfast in there.
Towards the south end is
it's pretty
better.
Okay.
So on those occasions when the parking lot at the PAC fills up.
So say from
the overflowing.
Like right along there.
Probably
that's where I can usually find a spot.
But only at the
south end.
Right.
Yeah, because there are driveway cuts and stuff.
Yeah,
in there
there's
too.
Driveways and and some of those are actually residential.
So it's pretty much from Second Street south. Okay. That's okay.
So you want to mark Second? And what about up the hill?
That include Coast?
No.
Second Street, south on Coast?
No, because Coast.
No, okay.
Because we've got time parking all the way there.
Okay.
But just Cliff Street. Just,
and our staff members should know the city streets well enough to get off of one or off of Coast where your visitors are seeing Coast Street. That's all they see.
So we're not going all the way. We're stopping the signs at 6th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So anywhere
so
up this hill.
6th up is great.
It's great.
And it's.
Do you want to direct them to any of the parking in around the.
I don't think they'll park there.
Okay.
Around the skate park?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where my people park.
Do they?
Yeah, I've got two or three of the park. Because you've only got, is it three or four spots
maybe
on 6th Street? Because of that. It narrows it. You got, I think, three. And then there's a lot of parking down at the skate park. Mm. Well, my people will usually park there.
Is it lit along there at all?
No.
There's a light in here somewhere. So it's not bad. This isn't too bad. The high street would not be well lit.
There's a lot of parking, though, here. And in the wintertime, that's going to be an okay place for folks to park. It's not going to be that busy.
So do you want us to encourage them to go between 6th and the top of the hill on Coast, both sides?
Yeah, that's a lot of parking right there.
Yep.
And then from Herbert on 3rd up to Nye.
Okay, so this is Brook.
And that's a pretty good flat walk.
Is this Herbert right here? Yeah.
Brook Street. for the folks who are in my area, there's pretty adequate parking back there because PUD has that big whatever back there too.
Oh yeah.
So it's not all residential and there are vacation rentals in there.
So there's Brook right there. So,
and of course,
is that wide enough to park on both sides of the street?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So they could park maybe on the east side of the street?
On Brook, they can park on both sides.
On both sides. And then you get into residential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have the fences knocked down between the properties so people walk through there all the time.
Where's that?
Right behind my cottages. From the parking lot of that old
By Blakesley's triplex?
Yeah. That's paved, and then along my hedges or the plantings, we've got a pretty good path beaten right in there. Or they walk through my parking lot.
It's just a stairway right there, yeah.
I know, we've talked about that. We have, actually.
It's in our list.
That's one of the things we'd love to see happen.
In the 5-year plan.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Great minds, right?
So, let's see, Linda's is right.
This is where we're working on the sidewalks with the pedestrian committee.
Yeah. And that's part of what we're doing in our plan.
I missed that meeting last night. We changed it to Monday and I didn't know about it.
That's that section on 3rd Street that also from the library down. That we need to work on also to tie in.
I think you've marked enough options, I think, at this point. I think that would be enough that
that's plenty.
Can attach on a map.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't mark the turnaround.
No.
Or Beach Drive at all, the north side.
For our employees. Yeah, because I've had to talk to mine about parking in the turnaround.
Wait, and you know, in the winter it doesn't matter.
Right.
Basically, what we're talking about here is that 3-month section when we're all busy down there. So, but I do like the signs so that year round you don't have to park just far enough out.
The only thing with a lot of employees with staff members is, you know, it's okay in the winter, but not in the summer. Then you have to retrain them.
That's true.
So it's your habits.
It is year round. Yeah.
And in the wintertime, my employees can park in the
lot.
Yeah. Or a couple of them. Yeah. So we're going to do a flyer to the businesses. And
are the permits ready, too? Parking permits?
We'll need to work on that. But the flyer and map would go out in about a week, I would think. Probably by the 15th, I would think, probably the latest. That would get everybody at least 15th or 16th. Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about it at the meeting tomorrow, too. Include it in the minutes, so it goes out.
All right. So what I can do is I can put a draft together and then just circulate it to you via email. You can take a look at it and get your comments back to me. That sound reasonable?
Great.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then the parking passes. What's your thoughts on how to get those distributed? Well, we can probably
The vacation rentals, that's not such a big deal because most of us are merchants.
Okay.
You know, we're members or we know who to contact. There just are a few residents who are going to need to know.
Like the 2 past Savory.
Mm-hmm.
And there are Charlie across the street.
There is one next to Grand Victoria.
Oh.
And I don't know about Mundo. Their home, I think, the address is on Coast. So technically they could park there. Though they've got adequate parking on both sides, so I don't know what we want to do with that one. Lori and Mark, Lori and Greg, I don't think they park in front anymore anyway.
Don't they?
Mm-hmm. I think they park over in their service access for the restaurant.
But they should have a permit just in case.
Well, the notice will include a language. Yeah. We can put a blurb in the notice that says passes are available to residences and B&Bs. Mm-hmm. Be available at the Community Development Department.
That face coast.
Right.
That's what I would think. Well, is some of those should be on them, but if they're given notice that they have that opportunity.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure that we notify the one person who is by the Grand Victorian.
Okay.
Is that so two or three little apartments there?
Mm-hmm. There's one house that faces that, and they have always one vehicle, mm-hmm. sometimes two.
So they need to know that.
All right, I'll then make sure to include some language in the notice that the passes will be available by probably the Friday prior to the thing going into effect, probably.
And there isn't a charge for those, is there?
No.
Because we had talked about a charge, and I thought,
Well, I would for vacation rentals, but... because they need to
pay. Just,
you explained that to me. They didn't pay. We don't pay as part of the parking district.
Oh, here we go.
We're not charged on that.
Here we go.
So, you know, I think we should pay for the permit.
Yeah.
But he explained it, and I accept it, so save you money. David Ogden-Stiers needs to know also, since he lets, I know Adam stays there. I don't believe he comes with a vehicle. I don't know if he does or not, but he should have one of those.
Yeah. Since it is a home residence, yeah.
Okay, I'll see what I can do on the passes and see if I can do any better than... Worst case, they'll be available during the warning period.
Mm-hmm. And we set a different color for permanent...
Yeah, you guys went with like lime green.
Yeah.
And then, as I recall, it was kind of a crosshatch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some symbol or something. Yeah.
So it was lime green.
It was temporary.
And then the crosshatch was for what?
Was for the B&Bs. Right?
Mm-hmm. And the vacation rentals.
Yeah.
And that would be...
And the one without the hatch was for permanent residents.
Okay.
Or if there's even a way to make the word temporary or something. Well, you, the crosshatch will tell. And then we put a date on that, when it's valid.
Mm-hmm. Thinking of it from...
That's a paper one.
Okay, this is maybe out there, but thinking of it from a resource... It costs more to print something with more ink on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So would it be, and you're probably going to have, your locals are going to get one, and that's it. Mm-hmm. So maybe putting the crosshatch on the locals would be more efficient, save money compared to, because if you're doing 50 or 60 or 100 to your visitors in B&B, all with more ink on them.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make more sense? I mean, maybe it's a minor thing. Maybe it's not enough to even worry about, but I'm just thinking of...
Well, and that's another reason that we should probably pay for them, because we should pay for those permits.
And are we going to laminate them so that they last?
The temporaries, people will take them with them.
Yeah, I would want the temporaries to...
Go.
Go.
Yeah.
But for the permanents, you know, I mean, they can laminate them.
They can do it themselves.
You know, but just thinking about it for a moment. Using our resources.
Makes sense.
And it doesn't, need to be as big. Maybe it could be a smaller one, too.
I think it difference what paper you print it on, too.
How absorbent it is.
Oh, that's
true. It could be used for 3 days or something.
It doesn't need to be a cardstock. It can just be regular paper. That's right. That will save some money.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If you print black on light green paper.
And green fades really well, so if somebody tries to use it again, it'll just all fade out.
That's right.
All right. So that pretty much covers the outreach at this point. So next, let's check in on status of striping of on-street parking areas. So.
Okay, that's where we were headed. Let it go. We do have, actually, we marked out just before we came this morning the other side of Olive Street to get that.
I saw the
checked out.
Yeah.
And then we've done all coast except for a section right at the top of the hill. Mm-hmm. So they have at least one car there that the owner is gone for 2 weeks or more. Plus, as we talked to the folks there, we got into some other The one fellow wanted to know if we could move, shift it down the other way. And I had actually shifted all my extra space so that it was by the mailboxes. And
yeah.
Mailboxes are a constant issue.
I'm fortunate that mine are on a yellow curb.
Yeah, we try to, you know, we encourage people to put them, you know, at the corner or next to a driveway so we can, you know, then we can maybe fudge you a little space so you can, but if we try to make no parking zones every place that somebody puts a mailbox, you know, we run out of parking.
Right.
And then it becomes more of an issue when we start marking spaces, because then maybe that, you know, 2 or 3 feet that we fudged, we actually need for a parking space. And that's kind of what we're into there, is if we've shifted it all the way down to the next driveway. And his problem is that it puts a passenger car door right next to a utility pole and a bush and a phone stand. So, you know,
that's
right in front of his place, so that's the parking spot he likes to use, and not surprisingly. And so in order to do that, we're probably gonna lose the parking space there. And so I thought, well, we can't paint it yet anyway, mm-hmm.
so just don't
we
work.
Should bring that back to
Well, and that's at the top of the hill, right?
That's at the top of the hill, right as you top out.
So that's, to lose a parking space up there isn't nearly as critical as losing one down by you, I would think. You know,
and everything is marked, you know, all around it. So if that's not a problem, then we can probably figure that out.
There is going to be a problem that'll come up, though, and that's with the mail service.
It's going to end up blocking, at least partially blocking that
cane.
So is that what would happen with that parking space if you situate it the way he wants you to?
I think it's going to have it. Well, let's see.
It may have been it without losing a parking space. I think we may be able to keep that open if we lose that parking space. You know, they could move the mailboxes there some, but not a lot. Yeah.
Not
a
lot.
That's the immovable object.
Yeah.
It's a power pole.
Now,
it's in the way.
Whether somebody could work something out with the mail outfit that they let their driver know.
They're pretty inflexible. They're inflexible.
Yeah. They just say, we won't deliver. If it's blocked, we won't deliver there.
Which I don't understand how they can legally do that. But
the mail must go through. What about that?
Yeah, but
the mail must get close.
They just take it with them.
Well, I think if it's going to be an issue for mail and for the power pole for this guy, I mean, it's just prudent to lose the space and, mm-hmm. and make it as easy for him as we can and for the post office.
Mm-hmm. It can always be readdressed.
Yeah, at a later date.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And the other thing that he raised, because he hasn't yet, it's pretty much residential in there, but he has a gal.
He has a gal business,
you know. So he's asking about limited parking. Yeah. And I said, well, you probably want to address that, you know. You want to address that through the committee.
When you have a home business, you don't have to provide the customer parking, so you're not entitled to it.
And that's all perfectly fine with me. Yeah. Don't have an opinion on that.
Right.
Yeah. And honestly, it gets to be, you know, when you kind of do these little spot. Spots, it's kind of.
Everybody has issues.
Yeah. It's just, it's hard to sign. You end up using a lot of signs to do, you know.
You'll end up very small
define,
area.
Yeah, to yeah. define that it's only one stall. And
yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was actually nice to be able to just, you know, refer that to.
That's not my job.
It's got to be done. That's got to be in the context of the whole.
Well, this is what I'm saying. There's supposedly a lot of work on that site anyways, coming up, possibly. So those issues will probably be addressed at the time. Mm-hmm. If we redo sidewalks and take some approaches out and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of those issues will be addressed at that time.
Yeah.
You're laboring under it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we get a chance to get in there, that's the because they have the residences there, and then at least one that's parked
there permanently.
You know, when we get a chance to get in there, we'll see if we can.
Okay. Great.
And then the striping of the turnaround itself.
That's right. We're talking about.
I made a suggestion. We've just kind of been holding off for a little bit because of the condition of the parking lot. Mm-hmm.
See if we can't cobble together some additional funds and do a slurry seal on the lot before we do its
dry. Oh, that would be great because it's crumbling.
Yes, right. And we're going to lose it completely if right. something
which
isn't
is that?
Addressed.
The turnaround?
Turnaround parking lots.
Oh, really?
Parking yards, yeah.
I didn't know they were that bad.
It's really hard to
get
get the paint to stay there and be seen.
Yeah.
I mean, plus the sand blowing on top and
eroding it. Yeah.
You know, you have that rough surface and the sand catches in all the low spots and all you see is the top.
Yeah.
Just I assume this has been looked at just slightly off. We've addressed all of our handicap needs in the area.
We don't get any on the on-street parking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's at the turnaround, basically.
Okay. Yeah, and I think we have.
And in private lots.
I think we have three there, which is, I think, in excess of what's required.
Okay. Just occurred to me. I thought I better ask.
Because there is no requirement for on the street, is there, for handicap?
Correct. In fact, we try to avoid putting them on. On street, there's some places where we,
because it's tough.
We have one at not Cliff Street, Second Street also. Third Street. Where we have the diagonal parking.
Is there a handicap spot?
Isn't there a handicap spot right there in that one corner?
There is down at the past Cliff.
Okay, that's what I'm. Yeah, I know we had one in there somewhere.
That I think was actually put in by the Sylvia Beach.
That's right. Oh. It's the very last spot.
And they maintain it.
Yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
It's kind of like,
That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, we didn't put it in.
There.
But there again, it's kind of, they put it in because
access to their.
They felt there was a need and they don't really have good parking there and stuff. So.
Oh, good for them. Good for them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would be great if you could recoat the turnaround.
Yeah, and that would actually make it so that we could make the handicap parking stalls markings
visible for
more than a couple of weeks.
That's one of the areas that we want to do the thermal seal in anyways because of the sand problems that we have. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
All right, I'll let you know when. Where we can find that money.
there's the big if, right?
There's
the idea too. What do you think that can come from?
Should run about half of it. That's what I was thinking. It should run around $10,000 to do the lot. Maybe half of that from room tax and like I said, I did budget some additional funds for miscellaneous type work, and maybe the other half can come out of that. But that we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, because that is. For the tourist park?
Sure.
That's right.
Yeah. It no, it's a connection. It's just.
It is.
Yeah.
And see, that's under Parks and Rec's jurisdiction also.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I doubt Jim budgeted anything for that, but I can.
He just walked through with
it. Yeah. He just ran
by.
You never see him. He's looking for a different entrance.
Yeah. So, is there any plan to finish 3rd Street up to Nye striping? On at least. The north
side? I wasn't aware of that. That was.
Because that's in.
Some of it is on the.
It's not on the. North of 3rd Street, high to Cliff Street this way. I have in the email.
You'll probably run into some issues there with Brawley and stuff like that when you go all the way past this establishment there, too.
Why?
Maybe not. I'm just.
He's got a pretty good sized lot.
But I think he has his employees park out on 3rd Street there.
Well, they could. I'm not talking about timing it. I'm just talking about striping.
Oh, just striping it. Okay,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
Just marking it.
Let's see. Worried about it. The 3-hour that went in there, you probably have a
connection. No.
No, because that's good employee parking.
Yeah, and that would encourage them to park a little bit further up there if it's striped. I mean, we're thrilled that it's striped as far as it is.
Oh, yeah, but...
there's no sidewalks.
We'd just like to be a little more thrilled.
Yes, we would.
Pasture can't get out. So.
Yeah.
Right, especially on the south side. But on the north side, we're going to have that sidewalk. And I've been approached by a lot of people in town saying, I hear you guys are putting sidewalks in. They're so excited. I said, yeah, the city's doing this, and this is going to be great. And so people especially who live on 3rd Street.
Yeah.
Like Pat O'Leary, who works for the radio station. I mean, he's just... thrilled. He lives in that apartment complex there, and you know, he's thinking very positively about the city.
That's even better.
We need that.
Well, we're not used to that.
I know.
Yeah, so you better not put a sidewalk there.
Jeez, I don't know how this is going to work.
The pressure's on, you guys.
Positive for a change.
Hey, Mike, Dave, I've got, again, we've got funds budgeted specifically for the parking district for the additional striping and for the signage. So if you can just let me know what the costs are on that, we can get it coded right. So just a heads up.
Yeah, we want to get final approval from everybody before we proceed.
Sure.
And we can work something up there.
Beach access sign, is that on your list?
No, it wasn't, but we can talk about it.
Can we talk about that? Are we through
wayfinding?
Yeah. Well, Wendy brought this by, and you, I know you guys have a copy of this, but this was from the wayfinding committee.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about doing the beach access, like you forwarded the brown sign that mm-hmm. you were thinking, but would it be reasonable to follow the same format and just use the wayfinding sign? Pointing?
Is that an international, do you think?
Yeah. First thing I've got to say
I'm
is,
sure.
You know, I was looking across at that, and you definitely have some stuff there that I have not seen.
Oh,
and I'll bet Dave has not
we've
seen.
We've never seen.
Greg,
never seen
we were not invited in on the early end of that project.
Oh.
I just,
we just kind of ended up with storage.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
We came
I'm
in.
I'm sorry.
And this, yeah, and it's always an interesting. Situation.
This one went through 3 city managers. You know, that project.
And then we have to figure out how to implement.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's an international symbol for.
Well, that's kind of what I was looking for. Is, you know, there's kind of a couple of cans of worms that we're opening here, which is, you know, which is fine. Is if it's. There's the wayfinding icons, which is, you know, it's beginning to be addressed in the new MUTCD, which my take on the feds addressing it is basically so that they can get it in a place where it doesn't interfere with, you know, what they see as the functions of traffic signs to kind of get it in its niche. So, if we're talking about something like the neighborhood icons, I think that's probably one issue. If we're talking about an icon that identifies, well, like, trying to think the one that's, the bicycle, you know, that symbol is used in specific ways. The restroom, actually the little hiker, it's not as, you know, as widely used.
Right.
Although it is a standard, if you're out there for, you know, identifying cultural things, you may have, especially when you're coming up on a park or something, the little biker.
Oh, right.
Right.
The bike going through it. I would just use the words beach access. Because the umbrella looks like,
ooh,
I don't know if I want to go there.
Yeah, it looks like, I mean, bad weather.
Has that been installed down there, the umbrella? Anywhere? No.
It is not on the. See, what I have, the first stuff I got really was the bid documents, and none of these in this column are anywhere in those bid documents. There are none of those.
Parking and the arrow.
Right.
Wow.
The so, and at that point, residence. Actually, that was I got to see that stuff at about the point when current city manager was phasing in. I think it was during that little overlap.
So, Mike, is there a working group on this still, or is it kind of fallen by the wayside?
Well, we aren't necessary right now because I'm on that committee.
On the wayfinding.
So yeah, the city that's kind hasn't of my understanding. It's on the implementation.
Our big job, you know, after we got this done, was just to get it to happen, and we pushed and pushed. We got Nye Beach. I don't know where the rest goes. Part of it is there weren't representatives
from
the other groups that are so aggressive. We're aggressive.
Agate Beach is still sitting in their shop.
Yeah, so I'm not sure why they bid Agate Beach and Nye Beach together.
So when you say that...
Far apart.
So when you say that the signs are sitting
the
in the
time.
Shop...
Oh, they're ready
so
to go.
The signs have already been decided.
Not these signs. Oh. The welcome to.
Yeah.
The first phase.
Okay. The stuff that was bid out.
All the districts are already?
No.
Okay.
No, they're...
We're still waiting for... he's about to see samples of the Bayfront.
Right.
Not South Beach, because they've held off on that because of the work there.
Yeah.
Bayfront, anyway. Bayfront and Deco.
Yeah.
There he is. And then they'll actually, so we'll be doing those in the winter too.
Yeah, you'll be busy this winter.
But the idea, what I was trying to ask is, so the first phase of it, but as far as a standard throughout the city that says these are the signs that are going to designate a beach access, a parking area, a city parking area, a bus stop, those signs haven't been identified what we're going to use. And there's nothing in MUTC that says that you're directed to use these.
So they could be different.
Right, and they're really...
Is there anything on the state level, like the state parks uses, and that is commonly accepted throughout the state for those icons?
That's what I'm kind of looking for, is, for, you know, is there something I can...
Because you see the hiker
well,
emblem.
That's what
you see the parking emblem.
Wendy was thinking.
Right.
Continuity.
What I've noticed is that it's okay, like the state, they might have one. The figures are about the same, the colors are different. Then you have the, say, the federal, they have one.
State parks.
Like Forest Service has one. Mm-hmm. State parks has one.
Do
I think they're all pretty much.
See, to me, the color would be.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear a question.
We've seen
the
brown.
Do they have a standardized sign? Do any of them have anything that's...
The state hews pretty close to the federal manual and this stuff. They spend a lot of time. Oregon is close to adopting the 2009 MUTCD, Manual on Uniform Traffic Control Devices. Their process is where they go through and find all the things that they want to make exceptions to, or they, and a lot of that has to do with maybe differences in Oregon law that
right.
they have to conform to. But it's really kind of, it's really a fraction
right.
Of the whole thing. I'm going to say what I see, at least on state highways and in the state manuals, is there's really not any significant exceptions that I can think of to the federal manual in this kind of stuff. You will find a lot more. Once you get onto like state parks,
mm-hmm.
property, you may see a lot of things. And some of that is stuff that's, you know,
so
that's fairly standard, but it's just
do
not.
Do they have a symbol?
I haven't found one. That's what I'm looking for.
See, I'm happy with just the words beach access.
But I think it should be the same color and the same, because
yeah.
these signs are already around my beach.
I was going to say, take that one step farther, though, into the future, though, and the Fed, the state, everybody said that you need more than just...
Well, then we just replace it.
You need an icon.
What about waves?
Along with the word.
Well, how about we do this? If we can check with Greg Schecker, who's doing the project work on this, and see if the city intends to install any of the umbrella signs.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care for the umbrella.
I'm just saying, if we're putting a bunch of them in as part of wayfinding, mm-hmm. it probably makes sense to match with that.
For sure.
I could even be consistent.
Yeah. If we're not, and then the door's open for something else, then just go with the text.
Well, that'll also have to have an arrow included with it, or some sort of a directional.
Right.
Right.
With it also.
Yeah, like this combination is mm-hmm.
good. Yeah, what I, you know, now of course, what I was looking at was
people can
was
see where my beach is now once they get into our area.
You know,
the beach access is still a problem.
You know, what is close to, at least close or consistent with more general standards that's, you know, even if it's something that's a local standard, but that really has to be instantly recognizable without explanation.
Right.
That you don't need right. another sign to tell you that the beach umbrella means this. Yeah. So that might be, you know, it's a question in my mind. The other thing that I to point out here is that at the point when we were getting ready to bid the first of these, and Jim Boatberg was just phasing in, one of the issues that popped up I was talking about wherever possible wanting to use colors that were standard. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Standard and available in traffic control materials, so that and as much of it as possible designs that we can do in-house, mm-hmm. because we were gaining some capabilities there. And the parking sign really stood out because there is a national standard parking sign that, honestly, you have people, you know, sure. people coming from driving here from New Hampshire
they know
would be
parking.
Looking for.
Yeah.
For the green and white, big P, rest of the word smaller. So to, you know, invent a new standard that's your own little standard maybe is. So that was one where we definitely went, mm-hmm. you know, those all got, we didn't buy any of these. We went to the standard parking sign. So I think that's a little indication of kind of direction on some of this is that we, if there's a standard way to do it, the feeling that the direction that I feel like I'm getting from above is that we want to.
I would agree with
we
that.
We want to.
I think that's
the standard. Yeah. That you know.
Well, whether it's this standard or
you know, that
another
doesn't mean
standard.
That I think this conversation should stop. But
yeah.
But that's I think what we're looking for.
My
something
concern
standard
is
and understandable.
Yeah, and I think the standard is really imperative. Mixing. Different standards, I think, confuses the eye. Mm-hmm. So if you have three of these signs and a brown sign or a green sign, it's like the mind doesn't take that in as quickly.
Look on Olive Street at the Performing
pack?
Arts Center. You know, we have the RVs there.
Right.
We have the standard parking mm-hmm. sign, and then we have the RV.
Yeah, and this one, Beach Drive too.
Yeah.
So I have checked with Greg on the umbrella and arrow. If
see
that's
if there is an
see if that's going to be implemented, you know, citywide as part of this process or not. If not, then you guys want to go with the text alone, and then so I guess the only question then is color. Did you guys want to try to match that color, or is
I'd
brown?
Go with the Oregon colors, whatever the parking ones are.
Yeah.
That brown and white, based on green and white.
The standard that cultural recreational destinations are
a particular color
are designated in brown. Yeah, and that's why you'll see while coming off of the north end of the Winnebago Bridge and going underneath, you see signs that are green and brown because you've got just a destination and you've got a cultural. Or recreational destination, so they do them in green and brown. The motorist services, as they term them, are blue. So that, those are the things that you're driving down the highway. You're not particularly, you know, it wasn't necessarily your destination originally, but you need gas, you need a hospital, they're looking for new signs.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a need that comes up, not necessarily planned from the beginning of your trip.
The thing to go along with the beach access would be restrooms. Are those you ever marked on a main road? People don't know there are restrooms at the turnaround. Mm-hmm. They don't know there are restrooms at Don Davis.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know there's.
I get many.
We've
got to
be aware of sign clutter, but there's got to be some.
Yeah. These four could all be on the same post.
We do have some of these, and they are. And in fact, I think.
So weren't we talking about a sign?
I'm not sure if there are. Mm-hmm. Is a set of those on coast at Beach Drive? Mm-hmm. It would make sense.
It would.
That's where we.
It
need
makes a lot more sense than the ones that are down on Beach Drive because
you're already there.
Yeah.
You're there.
Yeah. Once you make that turn, but if you don't make the turn,
it
is
there. Used before they built the new building.
Arch. Oh, okay.
There was a restroom sign up there. I don't know if it's ever been replaced. Mm-mm. It was one of the older signs.
Yeah. Yeah. On so that pole, if you have parking, beach access, and restrooms, those three things, and that gets people right where they need to be.
Yeah.
So, stepping back, so I've got the brown and white sign for beach access. If we're not doing the umbrella thing.
See what if there is anything that the state of Hawaii.
Yeah, I'll keep looking for, you know, anything. Because I'm also thinking about if you're doing beach access, you may also be looking at, you know, we have two, we have a beach and a waterfront.
Right.
Here's something. So, you know, you can do waves, but then there's, you know, beach waves and.
And river.
So I'm trying to make that fit
beach,
into everything, but
I'll
keep looking. I think this is kind of
kayak access.
To a sense, I'd like to stay with the state parks and rec signs for the beach access because we have them down on Ocean View, the wayside down there.
So there is one there.
The state has their signs up there. It would be nice to kind of stay standard with those guys if we could.
Dave, those are the brown and white.
Yes.
Okay.
And then also, then when they go across the bridge and they hit South Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's that continuity through the city, not just within the neighborhood.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And those are, they're baby steps, so boy, what a difference it makes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's just huge.
Yeah. Making the city look
put together. So I'll keep looking at that, and then we'll, you know, we can start looking at ideal locations.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys want to set a date for our next meeting?
Can we talk about landscaping in the pack at the next meeting?
Yeah, good. I can talk to Jim about that.
I'm trimming down the Escalonia.
Yeah, and I think it's really important that we don't just go in and slash and burn. Because there are ways to trim out Escalonia that you can see through it, but it still blocks the wind. I mean, it's labor intensive, but...
Who's going to do it?
Well, I think we ought to have a meeting with the people in that neighborhood who are so opposed to cutting it down because of the wind. I think if we include them and say, what would you like to see done? And Jim was talking about the wind coming into Coast Park from the Olive Street, you know, coming
really
around.
It blows through there.
It really blows through there. I think we would do a disservice to just come in and cut things down. I think there are ways to landscape so that you can see through it. So the wind can go through it, but it's diminished in velocity. So if we could do that. Or invite them to our next meeting.
Does the PAC have any obligation to do landscaping, or is that totally not their problem?
Parks and Rec.
All Parks and Rec.
Okay. Jim is standing right down there if you want to ask him.
Well, you guys know
the answer. I'd like to be able to get at my signs that are in the middle of that.
Yeah.
As well as to have them actually be seen.
That would be, I mean, they're there. They should be seen.
Yeah. What day do you think it occurred?
Do you think in 2 weeks or?
Well, is there a desire to meet before? Well, probably ought to do something maybe after the signs go up, and then kind of a check-in and how.
Or after the notice goes up, because you're going to get the notices out by the 15th.
Yeah. How about the week of August 22nd? Then?
Okay.
Sometime then work. Be right before the signs go live.
Yeah, Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
Do you guys have staff meeting every Tuesday?
No. Every other.
So would that be the every other? Yes, it would be. So 9:30?
Sure.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, what day were we looking
9:30
at?
9:30, Tuesday the 23rd.
We're not going to be anything really on that, so we shouldn't be involved in that too much anyways.
Yeah, that's good. That'll be that's just
the, oh, okay.
The information and the enforcement and maybe...
Well, in landscaping at the PAC, I'll talk to Jim about attending that.
Would it be appropriate to invite a news reporter to come and ask questions for a wonderful
kind of a blurb?
You know, that's really a pretty good idea. I mean, these are public meetings anyway, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
And this is a pretty...
And it would help get the word out there without bringing them in behind.
Mm-hmm. So that questions could be asked and we give some history and... Who works with the city mostly? Is it Larry?
Contact? Yeah, Larry.
And he does a good job.
Yeah,
he does.
Is that a contact you can make?
Morgan.
I can call him.
News Loop County.
Would that be an appropriate time to invite the neighbors who would be affected by the trimming at the PAC?
I think I'd hold that for another meeting.
Another meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to talk to Jim more about exactly... What
and
that
get a direction
looks like.
They'd like to go and then involve the neighborhood in that.
So what else did you have, Linda, on the agenda?
To invite Larry Conrad.
Well, I had Larry, and then we've got the coming in the pack, and then what is it? We're just going to do a check-in on status of...
And our parking permits, probably.
Parking permits.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do parking permits. That's good.
And by then... We probably will have gotten some feedback from the notices that have gone out.
Yeah, people would have had 4 or 5 days to make comments.
Yeah.
And when you send the notice, questions are directed to you if people have questions, is that right? Or to the parking district in care of you?
Yeah, I think we can do it that way.
Okay.
Probably have them direct questions to me, and then I'll bring it to you guys.
Okay.
Do it that way.
And there have been a number of notifications. This isn't going to be new for folks. Hopefully.
Never.
I know.
I never heard of this.
Well, I'd be willing to even walk the neighborhood and, you know, hang them on the door handles. It's not a bad thing to do. That's one more way to hit folks with it.
Yeah. Maybe send one out and deliver one.
Yeah. 3-hour parking is starting on X date, and, you know.
There's another way that you might do it also. You could get with Kay down at the water billing.
And put them in the water billing.
They could be able to water billing.
There's no expense to that, though, I believe.
I don't know.
We can talk a little bit about the enforcement and... as well, I've had a chance to talk to the police department about that.
Mm-hmm. But it's not that bad to just walk Coast Street and hang them on their doorknobs like you used to do when you had your campaign. School bonds passed.
Yeah.
Drop them off at businesses one more time and say, hey, this is starting this week. If you have a problem, this is what you need to do.
On the seal coating issue there, Derek, we are looking at a pretty small time frame. Before weather starts turning on.
Yeah, I was out last week, so.
So.
I'll let you know. Yeah. Thank you.